Just an hour after the firing had started, there were 1,500 Jacobite Highlanders lying slaughtered. Only 50 of the Hanoverians had perished. And it was perhaps better to be one of those felled by the Hanoverian guns, as it spared you the sight of the British soldiers coming at you while you lay wounded to finish you off with their newfangled bayonets. As one Hanoverian officer noted,
"Our men, what with killing the enemy, dabbling their feet in blood and splashing it about one another, looked like so many butchers rather than Christian soldiers."
Charles Edward survived the battle and gave the order, "Every man for himself." He went on the run until it was safe to be shipped back to France. In England, the victory was riotously celebrated. Effigies of Bonnie Prince Charlie were burned at the stake. But many in Scotland, too, were pleased to see the end of the Jacobite threat, delighted, in fact, the prince had gone. But in the heartland of his support in northwest Scotland, Charles Edward left behind a population prostrate before the avenging army of the Duke of Cumberland, determined to break the Jacobite clans forever.